You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Bosasa Billions, die boek se naam. The ANC sold itself for bribe packs, booze and bags of cash. James, hoe spreek met jou van uit sê?
Stein, soos...
Stein?
Frankenstein, you weet.
Of Steinhoff.
Steinhoff, ja. Yeah. Funnily enough, that joke's been made. Yeah.
James Brent Stein is by ons. En hy het nou al een paar, ek volgende met hom gechat, het een paar boeken nou al geskryf. Jy het gefokus op Eskom en jy het een oor Steinhoff geskryf, yeah. Fate Would Be.
En Chris Barnard.
Chris Barnard. En now this one, the Bosasa Billions. Very interesting guy. Luister, ek praat te veel. Sê my net vinnig, the story he told me this morning is fascinating about the people that benefited, die mense wat op die payroll was van Bosasa. And one of them, of course, former Premier Nomvula Mokonyane. Please tell us the story of that. And this is the bags of cash and the bribe packs and the high story. Net gevrug to just refresh people's memory. What did they send her? What did she get from Bosasa?
Oh, regular deliveries of... of food, bribe packs, fancy alcohol, very expensive whiskey, beer, and then of course before Christmas, the extra special deliveries, lists made, and this was all said under oath by Angelo Agretti at the Zondo Commission. So to be honest, this hasn't been proven in a court yet. It's, you know, these are allegations, but you know there's so much out there, and she's not in cabinet anymore. So somebody up there is taking it pretty seriously enough to take her out of the spotlight. So certainly she. She benefited quite a bit, and her daughter as well. So she was living up here, and you know, she's at the time Gauteng Premier Nomvula Mokonyane. She went on to become Minister of Water and Sanitation with a budget of 18 billion per year. That must have been quite nice. Don't know where that money really went, given all our water problems across the country. It would be interesting to find out. Never mind. The point being, her daughter comes up from where she was studying in Cape Town quite often. So, and Bosasa was a company that arranged the hire car for her to drive around in quite often. I mean, how bizarre. Why would you get a private company to do that? It's just strange. And then her daughter was apparently a terrible driver, so she would keep bashing these cars. So Bosasa eventually called them in and said, listen, can we just... This was Angelo Agretti, because he was the guy ordering and managing this. He was this right-hand man for Gavin Watson, who was the CEO of Bosasa. So Angelo was the guy who had to make all these arrangements. And he said he had to call them and he said, listen, man, you know, we keep having to pay out these enormous amounts of insurance for these hire cars that are being damaged. Can't we send you on an advanced driver's course or something? But this can't go on like this.
Any driver's course.
Yeah. Probably. So they did multiple upgrades at her house. They even cleaned the pool, fixed the swimming pool pump. I mean, things like that, you know, it's quite bizarre.
So now, net gauw, this morning James made a sum. Net oor hoeveel geld, how much money Bosasa got. This is the number of rands that they got from government and tenders. How much money did they
get? Yeah, so over a period of about 20 years, the value is about 12 billion rand. That's the value of the work that they got. So that's enormous. 12 billion. Give you some context. People forget how much a billion is. We always hear billions this, billions that. After a while, it's just another billion. That's what our MPs look like when they're in parliament. Ah, what's another billion? You know, who cares? Give them another chance. Anyways, a million, if you give away 10,000 a day, after 100 days, it's over. A billion, 274 years. That's how long it'll take to give away, if you have to give away 10,000 rand a day. Just the difference is just enormous.
I
mean, another one, if you look at seconds, a million seconds is about 11 days. A billion seconds is about 11 years. Oh. So it's enormous when you think about it in that context.
So I just want to, I have to get to Eskom as well at some point in time. You said some interesting things this morning.
You really want to depress people.
I did and I do. Maar net gou vinnig, what did strike me though, and I was mentioning the word Titanic earlier, but you don't really see us as the Titanic, or do you?
No, we were speaking this morning about the National Prosecuting Authority. That was the context that I made the comment about the Titanic, not South Africa. You know, we've got many challenges, but I'm erring on the side of optimism and saying that there are very good people who are trying to fix things. But if you look at something like, and the comparison I was making was Shamila Batoy, wonderful new head of the NPA, National Prosecuting Authority, tasked with putting crooks in jail. which she hasn't done yet, by the way, but I hope she'll get there. But the point, this was the point I was making. The point of fixing this broken justice system, because our justice system has been annihilated, it's crushed, but fixing it, is that was the point. It's like the Titanic, and you're heading for this iceberg, and now you take Shamila Batoy and you say, hey, boom, you're the captain, good luck, can't turn the ship around, don't have any extra resources to pull the ship back, can't turn around, good luck. So that's the kind of situation I think someone like her is in. So if you put someone who's very good, very credible in these top positions, Eskom's another example, it's very difficult to turn that ship around without the adequate resources. And I don't think that the government, national government, is resourcing adequately these entities. They need all the help they can get, and without it, it's inevitable.
So we when we were talking this morning, the acronym, you know, ANC is actually not, it's not the African National Congress. It stands for what, ANC?
So my criticism against the ANC is because they are the majority party. They call the shots. They hold the levers of power. No question about it. So that's why I do critique them. And I think they need to be critiqued more heavily and more frequently and be held accountable. So the acronym is absolutely no consequences. There are no consequences. In fact, the opposite. If you look at Bosasa, the people that have been named, senior MPs in Parliament for years were sitting on the Parliamentary Committee for Correctional Services, covering up for these guys who got away with, you know, crazy stuff for years. All gone back to Parliament. Senior positions, senior MPs, in Cyril Ramaphosa's new cabinet minister, someone like Gwede Mantashe. Gwede Mantashe, it's on public record. He wasn't the only one. Got security upgrades paid for by Bosasa at all his private homes. More, I think about 400,000 rand it was worth. He shrugs and says, well, I didn't ask for it. I wasn't involved in their business, so, you know, I did nothing wrong. He's a national cabinet minister, for Pete's sake.
So the president was also implicated that he took money from Bosasa. But, and you correctly pointed out this morning when we were chatting, he lied in Parliament.
Well, this is true. You know, whether the president, and this is President Ramaphosa, so bear in mind that the interesting thing here is that Gavin Watson and Bosasa actually came in on the middle between the two factions, I think, that are in the ANC, the Zuma faction. So he's very close to the Zuma faction, the Nombula Mokonyane's, Eastern Cape people, where their struggle credentials come from, and then he managed, kind of at the, as the Ramaphosa train was leaving, to reel in the Ramaphosa faction as well. Kind of giving them, selling them a Mickey, I think. And Ramaphosa fell for it spectacularly in Parliament last year, November, when he appeared there in the National Assembly. Now, you're not supposed to mislead Parliament. It's a violation. And I don't think he deliberately did so, but this is what he did. He was asked a question by Musi Maimane, DA leader. He was asked about a 500,000 rand donation to his campaign. So, or at a 500,000 rand amount that was allegedly paid to his son by Bosasa. Now, bear in mind, Bosasa for years, massive clouds of allegations of corruption around them. Yet, there's this letter that says Andile Ramaphosa got 500,000 rand and Ramaphosa's asked about this in Parliament. So what does he say? He doesn't say, hang on, wait, I don't have the answers, let me get back to you, which would have been perfectly fine. No, he says, you know what, this came to my attention a few months ago and this is the facts. And then he said something that was wrong. He said, my son got this money from Bosasa for doing some very legitimate business, and that turned out to be a lie, because in fact the 500,000 ended up in Cyril Ramaphosa's campaign fund to make him the president of the ANC. So it was a lie.
So no one really has clean hands. Very few currently in government has clean hands. Very few.
The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.